GBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Biden administration spent the weekend grappling with the sudden collapse of Bashar Assad's regime in Syria. Assad has fled. He's been granted political asylum in Russia. The National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, tells ABC.
From our perspective, it is good that he is gone. But as President Biden said, there is risk and uncertainty about what comes next. There's an opportunity to build something better in Syria. But there is concern that terrorists, jihadists, and other people who do not have the United States' best interests at heart, to say the least, could take advantage of this.
President-elect Trump has selected Tulsi Gabbard to succeed Sullivan as Director of National Intelligence. She's been criticized for past support of Assad, but she begins meeting with lawmakers today. Music mogul Jay-Z added to an amended civil lawsuit that alleges he and Sean Diddy Combs sexually assaulted a 13-year-old girl in 2000. Jay-Z called the accusation so heinous in nature a criminal charge should have been filed. He denies wrongdoing. This is ABC News. The bells of Notre Dame rang over the weekend as the cathedral celebrated its first Sunday Mass in 5 years. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge has the latest from Paris.
The Bishop of Paris knocking on the vast wooden doors, the bells resonating, the choir back in full voice, and those doors officially reopened to this truly magical music. Notre Dame's 8,000-pipe organ restored and roaring once again.
In New York City, the search continues for the man who shot and killed the CEO of United Healthcare last week. And in court today, a bid by satirical news outlet The Onion to buy Alex Jones' InfoWars out of bankruptcy. A judge will decide whether the bankruptcy auction where The Onion was purchased, where The Onion purchased the platform, was run properly. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
No matter how you say it, Berenson's Candies in Green Bay has been synonymous with Christmas tradition since 1925. That means a trip to Green Bay without Berenson's Candies could get you in a lot of trouble. Stock up on your favorites like Meltaways, Pecan Turtles, and Angel Food. When buying your candy this year, you better make it Berenson's. The Berenson's family wishes you a Merry Christmas season. Berenson's Candies, 200 North Broadway in Green Bay. The chocolate people dream of, no matter how you say it.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Adamas goes to the Giants. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball free agency underway over the weekend. Willie Adamas signed a 7-year deal with the San Francisco Giants worth $182 million, the largest contract in that team's history. Willie Adamas played 4 seasons with the Brewers, hitting 32 home runs, 21 stolen bases, and 112 RBI in his final season with the crew. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I love the kid. I mean, this kid's a gamer. He comes to play every day. He's a good player, and he's a leader, and he loves the big situation.
NBA, Bucks beat the Nets 118-113 in Brooklyn. Doc Rivers.
You could feel it. Like, they had that stretch where they were about to get away from us, and I thought Giannis kind of took the game over for us. And that's what makes him so great. He sensed that. He stayed aggressive. He made the right plays in the same stretch. That's the Giannis we need.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Joker 2 was universally panned as a terrible movie by critics and audiences alike, who in some cases walked out during screenings. There is at least one dissenting voice, though, in director John Waters, who says Joker Folie à Deux is one of the best films of 2024. According to Variety, the director of Hairspray was quoted as saying, "Finally, a love story I can relate to," and added, "Stupid critics, Gaga so good, Joker so right, die, dumbbells die." That's John Waters. If you're curious to see if you agree with Waters or the rest of the world, Folie à Deux drops on HBO Max Friday, December 13th. The film stars Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga and is directed by Todd Phillips, who decided to make the sequel a musical. Critics and audiences seem to agree to a letter, or number, how good or bad the film was, as Rotten Tomatoes posted a 32% from each group. It might be worth a watch, though, and a little less painful if you decide to watch it in the comfort of your own home. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 43 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be out of the west at 10 to 20. Tonight, 29. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Colder, 32 for a high with some light snow by tomorrow night and through much of the day Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Dom Selvia.
Jess P.S., Dom's producer here. Next time, catch Dom and Jess back in the studio to chop up the news with our favorite FDR Democrat or socialist. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. 97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here. You know, it's our grown-up gift list text to win contest on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS. It's your chance to win $100 this hour in our statewide contest.
All right, $100. That's serious.
Yeah.
All right, and this hour's keyword is jolly. J-O-L-L-Y. Jolly. Download the Civic Media app, find our station, and use the text button at the bottom of your screen to send the keyword jolly for your chance to win this hour's prize.
Plus, you can qualify to win one of 8 grand prizes on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us.
And your next chance to play along coming up this morning after 11 o'clock with Jane Matinair and Greg Bach. But this hour before 8 o'clock, download the Civic Media app. You want to do it right now. Choose WGBW or WISS and text the word jolly for your chance to qualify for the grown-up gift list with Civic Media and Mino and the Mayor.
So get on it right now. J-O-L-L-Y.
$100.
Nice.
My mom said you should never give money at Christmas, but we're not use that money and buy something for nice for somebody. You know, you win $100 from us.
Why not give money at Christmas?
Oh, she's...
My grandma's used to give us a $2 bill. That was like the most fun thing.
Sweet.
I know,
yeah,
right?
That's nice.
They'd all be in the tree, get a $2 bill with a little... I'm trying to think what president's face was on that. Grant? No, not Grant.
No,
he's like 50 or something.
Yeah, Grant. Yeah.
Who's on a $2 bill?
Hamilton is on 100.
That's a good question. Matt, who's on a $2 bill? Come on, you're in business. You deal with $2 bills
like
on a $2 regular
bills.
Basis.
He messes up the drawer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Matt Vandenhoven, Mass Appeal. Pronounce it right?
Yes.
21 years, United States Navy commander.
Yes.
That's incredible. That's a nice rank.
21 years ago yesterday, the address on my enlistment form, because I enlisted first and then commissioned, was 121 North Broadway. I lived above Little Tokyo.
Oh, no kidding.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I grew up in Bellevue, and then once I got a little older after college,
moved down city.
That was 21 years ago?
Yes.
A little rough then.
Broadway?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't it?
Well. That's why you go there.
That's a lot better now. But I'd be
there,
saying,
there were some rough bars
that was
in that
21
part of
years
town.
Ago. That
yeah.
Was,
yeah. It was a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, congrats.
The 4th of July was a great time.
Yes.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
Wow.
Put the fireworks down here.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, congrats on 21
congratulations
years.
On that.
That's
and
awesome.
Congratulations. Thank you. And thank you for that, first of all. But then also tell us a little bit about taking over Mass Appeal. Mass Appeal's been around for a long time. Although, you know what's funny? So I'm looking at his shirt or his jacket, okay? It says established 1972. Mm-hmm. And he says, well, it's been around for, 15? And it's like, well, that wasn't that long. How could
72?
You know what I mean?
That, long
that should be like the 50s. And it's like, no.
I know.
It's like I was dating in 1972.
I know. I just.
It's like, how did that happen?
Yeah. And wow. Yeah. So you bought the business, though. It's kind
yes.
of nice to
yeah.
buy an existing business versus starting. But, you know, there's advantages
yeah.
and disadvantages to both. But what made. You
yeah.
buy that or what did you know a lot about it?
Buying or being in real estate previously kind of gave me the exposure to look at apartment buildings, which kind of is a similar thing where it's apartment building would be like a buying a business. And so we were in, so I was a real estate agent, and that's how I found it. And we were looking for something new, my wife and I, and she was a stay-at-home mom, and all the kids were in school doing something, so she was looking for something. And it was an expired listing, so I know you guys know what that is. And I called and said, hey, can I help you sell? And he's like, well, I'm actually selling the business as well. Why don't you come on up and take a look? And it looked fun.
Good
and,
for you. That's awesome.
My wife does all the production, all the printing. Her dad was a printer all of his life on paper, even in the Vietnam War. Like, I didn't know that was a job, but he got pulled off the front lines to be a printer in the Vietnam War.
Okay, back. You got me at Vietnam War. Yeah. Go ahead.
It's actually a story that okay. It's actually a story. Not I'll try to keep it. I'll try not to bring down the whole thing.
Okay.
But he did. He was on the front lines. Helicopter came down and said, "Private." I don't know what his rank was. Are you Van Harpen? He said, yes, sir. Get in the helicopter. You're coming back with us. And he went back, and you didn't have printers back then. So you had to literally, put all the stuff out and organize how you were going to print these pieces of paper.
The blocks?
Yes.
Wow.
Yep. That's how he started. And he had that skill. In high school, he learned that skill, and they heard it back, on the back lines and said, bring it out. Now there's an extra part to that I won't bring up right now. But, he got pulled off the front lines to go print.
Incredible.
I'll tell you after that.
So he's, okay. So I don't want to ask, is he helping you now?
He's not.
I figured that something happened, but we don't have to talk about that. Yeah. Let me talk about the business. When did you buy this, and was it what you thought it was going to be? I want to talk about your business, but
absolutely.
I teach a little class on this, and I'm always, should you buy a business or start one? And boy, when you buy one, kind of like some of the kinks are worked out.
Yeah. Usually you do it conventionally where you are part of that business or that organization and then kind of buy in. We're not very conventional all the time. So we went in a little bit blind and had to trust a little bit about the whole system and, did our background checks and all that stuff and,
due diligence.
Yep. Mm-hmm. The bank got involved at some point.
I was looking at buying something one time and I was going to an investor. And he threw out two words I had never heard before, vetting and due diligence. And I didn't know. Oh, no, three words. It was vetting, due diligence, and I'll think of the other one.
Return on investment.
Nope, that wasn't it.
Didn't need that.
Maybe he threw that one out there, too. I'll think of it. Oh, synergy.
Okay.
Oh. Would there be synergy with, and it's like, I didn't know what synergy meant. So those three words. I'll tell you the name of the guy, too, and you're going to say, oh, my God, you must have come up like such an idiot to him. But go ahead, Matt.
So that's part of buying a business is, one, it looked fun. Coming from real estate, and again, I know you have real estate people on here. Part of the job is staying in front of people all the time so when they're ready to sell, you're top of mind.
You're right.
Well, they don't want to sell every, 6 months or whatever. You got to stay in front of them for 7 years, which can seem to be annoying. Well, I get to walk into places and ask if they want their logo on their shirt now, and it's a lot more fun and that kind of thing. So, one, it's a fun thing. But when business-wise, when I was looking at it, obviously you want return on investment, and it looked pretty good. But hours, I've done retail, so I've worked Saturdays, Sundays, and all that stuff. We are more business-to-business. We're not so much retail, so we're 8 to 5 weekdays. So that was nice because I've got three young boys that, want to see. Printing is a skill, like I said, but it's not where you have to be in journeyman for 2 to 3 years. We can take someone off the street and train you how to print. It's definitely a skill, and I'm not very good at it yet. My wife still does all that stuff.
That's
and,
cool.
Are you doing brighter too?
We contract it out right now.
Okay.
But even that is finding a good one that does it on time and quality. So that's a lot of stuff. The promo product, same thing, is most of it's ordered. But just the finding the right thing, having our designer put the logo on there, and
I was thinking about this yesterday. I won't retell the whole story I told before we went on the air here today about the problems I had yesterday just trying to buy a breakfast sandwich. and God bless the people that show up for work on a Sunday morning, but I can't even imagine your name on something and you're dependent on people these days showing up for work. It's got to be tough.
Yeah, we went So being a real estate agent, I was basically working from home. Wife is a stay-at-home mom, and we went to 12 to 13 employees. And that was the biggest quick change that we had to deal with. And I think we helped the culture a little bit, so the turnover isn't maybe what it was before. So that's definitely helping in more efficient and production.
I gotta have to ask this, so being in the military, okay, is it tougher or are you more lean? Because, I mean, once you're in the military, you either get your bleep done or bad things happen to you, so to speak. I mean, they find a way to make sure you don't even have any second guessing that you're going to get that job done, correct? Is it kind of weird going from that world to this current world?
I take it all depends. He takes like Lombardi.
He takes the disc profile.
Yeah, we do that here,
just to kind of who are you working with?
Exactly. You know, like Lombardi said, do they need a kick in the butt or a pat on the back?
Yeah. The guy that ran the program was a used to be in a nuclear submarine.
Okay, what program?
The disc.
We just went through that disc last week.
And after he couldn't understand how he and I could work together.
Right. And neither can I.
Well, yeah.
Neither can I.
Well, you know what I, because again, so
we're too much alike.
That's what I did for the first 2 years was the nuclear program.
Wow.
I completed the whole program and then got commissioned and went to Supply Corps.
Wow.
But yeah, my first 2 years was the nuclear program in the Navy, which is...
Wow, he went to school in Idaho for it.
Yep,
Idaho.
So he's a little older.
Okay,
because that's where it used to be.
Okay,
yep.
So I think that's really interesting that you talk about. You know, you were kind of a solo guy being in real estate, and then you buy a business with 13 employees, and you know, you may need 13 ways to tell them to do something. Mm-hmm. You know, especially if it has to do with age. You know, I know a little bit about that, but how did you coalesce the company? Did they all get team shirts? No, the guy made them shirts. We're all one team. I mean, that's a challenge to get 13 people pulling the same direction.
Yeah, I think it was just you treat people like they want to, you know, how you would want to be treated. You try to set a direction of what we're trying to do here, you know, to put a goal there, and this is what we're trying to do. And just make it a nice place to work, you know, in general.
Jim mentioned, he does teach, and... And he's told me some stuff off air or whatever, but just the frustrating. It's like, what's wrong with you people? Just get this bleep done type of thing.
But people at a small business and people like to work for a successful company.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if you can tell them, look, we had a record month or, you know, I just remember every time we had a record month, we would buy pizzas. And yeah, in the beginning, I said to my brother, man, we better be buying pizzas every month because if we go backwards, we're going to lose. But it's just... To feel part of something is cool and little, I don't know.
So there's I'm sure I learned a lot of leadership lessons throughout the military, but one was give people the responsibility, tell them what needs to be done, don't tell them how to do it. Yeah. I think that's a big thing too, is not to micromanage and just say, hey, this is the objective for the end of the day. Get there how you want to get there. If you got any problems, let me know, but I'm not going to be looking over your shoulder, you know, every minute to make sure you're getting it done right.
Is it frustrating at times, though? I mean, any business would be when you have to deal with a lot of personalities. But, I mean, that's kind of like your lifeblood is some, you know, it might be some kid showing up at 6 o'clock on a Sunday morning. And, you know, I mean, that's, I would just think the responsibility would, I would struggle with that. Knowing that my whatever is in somebody else's hands.
I'm a lot more about the person. I had to fire someone first and then had to have my first hire. And I wasn't looking for experience in that position. It was more about the potential.
Person and then
capacity to learn.
I like that.
Yeah.
Can you stick around, Matt?
Absolutely.
Matt Vandenhoven from Mass Appeal, 21 years in the United States Navy. Commander, back after this.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As Democrats pick up the pieces from their loss to Donald Trump, one of the first major decisions the party will be making is to select the new chair of the Democratic National Committee. The race for that role now has a major Wisconsin connection. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, is now officially running for DNC chair. One Democratic source I talked to characterized Wickler as a Goldilocks candidate for the role. He's liked by both centrists and progressives, big-dollar donors and grassroots organizers, and knows how important state parties around the country can be in a second Trump term. So, could he be just right for the role? The vote for DNC chair is scheduled for February 1st. A lot can happen between now and then. But whether or not Wickler wins in his bid for the role, it will certainly be a story to watch for Democratic politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Love this song. Sly and the Family Stone. They were great, man. Remember Sly?
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to party with Sly.
Jim, do you not?
I do. This was We Are Family, right?
No. That was Sister Sledge.
Yeah.
It was women.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess I don't remember
They
Sly.
Also did Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself Again.
That's
Boy,
so mean.
What does that scream early 70s?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that just screams early 70s.
The word funky comes to
yes.
mind.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
That wasn't me.
Well, Matt Vandenhoven is pretty funky.
Yes.
You're from Mass Appeal. We love the fact that you're a veteran-owned business. We try to help our veteran-owned businesses. And I think it's really cool that a lot of the young people getting out of the service these days are looking at doing something. So many of them want to start their own business. What advice would you give for them, man? And have you noticed that too? That so many, yes. when they come out, that's what they want to do.
Yep. Or find a company that has some, you know, meaning to it or something.
But right.
a lot of times you can't find that. So right. it's like, well, let's just do something on our own. And what advice would I have? Just go, just jump. And you can correct course, you know, at some point, but you never know until you just do it. And you can, you know, you don't want to have the, you know, what do they call it? You know, the, just thinking too hard or, you know, doing all the due diligence. You got to do due diligence, but you got to just go at some point.
Yeah. Paralysis through analysis.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, you really got, there's a term for that.
There's a time where you got to pull the trigger.
Yes.
And boy, there's some people who just can't. And I get it. It's like, don't come to me because it's time to go, you know. And, your business, though, you are, what is your business? Screen printing? What do you call your industry?
Yes. Screen printing.
Screen printing. And so, you'll do mostly apparel.
Yes. Yep. Yep.
And you have some. You brought in some stuff today. This is beautiful awesome. The stuff. Color. Yeah. The
Thank
that
you.
Printing seems like it seems like a special kind of printing. It's so it seems thicker.
So there's different ways to decorate a piece of apparel. So this is screen printing where it's ink, not paint. I get corrected all the time. We have to make a screen, and I didn't know they do this in high school now. A lot of people I give tours to, I did that in high school. I never had that at Green Bay East.
We actually did that in Rosendale. It was really cool to learn that process. And
seriously?
It's a really cool process.
At Laconia?
At Laconia.
Laconia. Offer a couple internships.
Oh, we had nothing like that.
No.
So there's screen printing, which once it cures and once it's on there, should stay on for the life of the garment. There's direct-to-film that we do as well, where you kind of print a picture of it and then heat press it on. And that's more because every color requires a screen. So if you have a 5-color image, you have to make 6 screens, and it's a little piece of labor. So if it's too detailed or too colored, and again, it's ink. So if it's too detailed, it starts to run together. Yeah. So there's different ways to decorate a piece of apparel.
And I think apparel, everybody wants, when they have a company or lead a company, they want a team. You know, how are we going to get, and you can do it with the Christmas party, but I don't know. You can do it with the monthly, you know, pizza parties. But, you know, to have something where you wear the company colors, I think that's awesome. Walk around, somebody says something nice about your company or asks you what it is. I was always a big believer in the city employees, you know, obviously when they're working, but when they're out in public, it's a billboard.
Fly the flag.
Exactly. Right. Yep. I mean, NFL guy does that.
What do you look for in, like, if you have an applicant that's been in the military? Does that, I mean, obviously you're still in the military, you're a commander and everything like that, but what are some of the qualities you absolutely expect from that person if you hire them, if they've been in the military, that maybe Joe Blow walking it off the street wouldn't have?
Surprisingly, the simples you expect to be done, like showing up on time.
Oh. Right? Hey,
showing up in an orderly mat, like, you know.
Isn't it crazy that we have to say that? Yes. Do you know what I mean? Do you think your dad had that problem in Two Rivers Lumber Company in 1959? You know what I mean?
No. I think
some of the basics are, that you expect, whatever. Yeah.
We were in production, a little bit like yours, a little different. But I tell you, you couldn't go wrong with hiring someone who was a farmer.
I believe that.
Our first employee, and that's a big risk when you have employees because they're kind of relying on you. But then again, like Johnny said, you're relying on them too.
Yeah.
You know, because you're not going to be there 24/7, and you couldn't go wrong with that. And when I was over at the city, all things being equal, I always went with the Eagle Scout. I just think they're a little bit more, I don't know what it is, disciplined or what.
You know, it's funny. Yeah. I told you a story two years back. I was during the COVID time because I met my daughter in like Port Washington or someplace to drop off Christmas presents for my granddaughters, okay? And I got a flat tire, all right? And I got it to a gas station. It's one of those cheap little lug wrenches, okay? Wouldn't work. Couldn't get it. So I needed one of those universal, the big one where you get some leverage on it and everything, some torque. And I must have talked to like six people in the parking lot. Would you by any chance have a... I don't know. I don't. Okay, so I called a gas station. I said, "Listen, could you?" It's a mile away. The guy at the gas station told me, and the lady goes, "Oh, we don't do roadside service." I said, "I will give you $40 cash to anybody that drives here. They don't even have to get out of the truck. Hand it to me. I will change the tire myself. I will give it back to them. They don't have to step outside. Just we don't do roadside service." I mean, A guy saw me like slam my phone down. He goes, "What's the problem?" There's. I said, "I got it." And he goes, "Let me run to the farm. I'll get you one." Farmer drives to his farm, comes back with a tool chest the size whatever, had everything you want, refused to take any money. I said, "Here, give it to your grandkids. I don't care what you do with it. I'm not doing this." You know what I mean? And he was just, "Well, let's get it taken care of."
Above and
he
beyond.
Was a farmer. He's like, "Let me run to
they
the
look
farm."
For work.
I agree 100% with you. I'd hire a farmer anytime.
It has to get done, one, and that's the thing. I didn't realize, part of the reserves, you always have that chance of getting called up. In 2019, I got that call. Just a random morning, the reserve center called and said, "Hey, you're going to Djibouti, Africa."
Oh.
And for first it was 9 months and then ended up being a year. And, of course, that was during COVID happened while I was there. My point being, it was my first kind of exposure to joint operations, where joint is when all the different branches work together.
Sure.
Because I'd always just deployed with the Navy. And the Navy, because... we're out in the middle of the sea, middle of nowhere, and before we had all these comms, the captain of the ship had a lot of leeway where the Army has to get from the higher-ups before they execute, where the Navy, and I getting back to the point where the farmer has to just, he's out in the field and probably doesn't have comms back with the homestead, so they're independent, they have to get stuff done, and they just have to make just decisions and go.
Yeah. Love it.
So
love
where's
it.
Mass Appeal? You got a Facebook or website?
Absolutely, Facebook, Mass Appeal. Mass Appeal, WI.com.
That's easy. Good,
Mass Appeal, WI. And
And you're on Lineville, did you say?
Lineville in Howard.
Right by.
Anapi Brewing.
Beautiful.
Right behind it.
All right. Support small business. Support you and build that team spirit with.
Yep.
With
and our veterans.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Navy Commander Matt Vandenhoven, Mass Appeal. Thanks for being here. And thanks for this beautiful gear you brought
thank
in.
You, yeah, thank I really you for appreciate that.
It.
Awesome.
You got it. John Miller, NBC 26, joins us next.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Texas court has temporarily pushed pause with some information filing requirements due by January 1st that could have impacted a lot of Wisconsin farms. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. It was the Corporate Transparency Act, or CTA. It required certain businesses, including farms, to report ownership information by January 1st. But the Texas court has temporarily delayed implementing that program. Jake Parker is secretary and general counsel for the North Carolina Farm Bureau that brought the case to court. He says Congress's intent was to combat money laundering and organized crime funding, but the implementation would be very burdensome on farms and other small businesses.
The concerns a lot of farmers I heard from and even our insurance agents had about the law was the reporting requirements were so intrusive. You have to upload a photo ID. You have to provide a bunch of background information about your business, and you're essentially loading it into a government portal and trusting them to keep it safe. And in this day and age, a lot of people, unfortunately, don't have that trust in a government to do what it says sometimes.
Jake Parker, Secretary and General Counsel with North Carolina Farm Bureau. So for now, any of those farms that are organized as LLCs, S-Corps, or corporations are temporarily not required to file that information by January 1st. Consult with your tax advisor if you still have questions. Markets and overnight electronic trade this morning looking firm. Numbers are next.
Attention farmers and ranchers, the Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now's the time to get your own. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Freeing up your time for the holidays is at the top of our list. When you choose BioVet microbial and nutritional products to keep your livestock out of the sick pen and healthy, you'll enjoy more time with your family this holiday season. Many thanks and warm wishes from our BioVet family to yours. Learn more about how BioVet can save you time and money on your farm by calling 1-800-BioVet1 or visit bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Friday, the barrel cheese gained 4¾ cents to 169. The 40-pound block cheese was up 3½ at 170. Double A butter, that gained 0½ cent, 254½ per pound. This morning, the corn market's quiet. Soybeans are up a penny and wheat's up a nickel. I'm PM Yonke.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 43 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be out of the west at 10 to 20. Tonight, 29. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Colder, 32 for a high with some light snow by tomorrow night and through much of the day Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports and drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Join me on the next show. It's Motown Monday. We'll catch up on the news from the weekend and talk about the politricksters of the day.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. An employee of Prolec GE Waukesha Incorporated died after an industrial accident at the plant this weekend. Waukesha police and fire departments were called to the facility, which makes power transformers, at about 2:30 Saturday afternoon. First responders found the unresponsive employee on top of a transformer they described as several feet in the air. Investigators believe electricity contributed to the death and do not suspect foul play. With the defense secretary nomination still in the balance, a senator is raising concerns. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Very troubling. That's what Senator Tammy Baldwin called some of President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet selections. She made the comments at a WISP Politics D.C. event this week. The newly re-elected Baldwin seemed happy about the possibility of Sean Duffy, a former Wisconsin congressman, leading the Department of Transportation. Baldwin noted that some of Trump's nominees, including former Representative Matt Gaetz, have already been replaced due to controversies.
We're in the middle of open enrollment for affordable health care coverage. Melissa Kay has more.
The enrollment period for affordable health care coverage is open now. Wisconsinites statewide can sign up for health insurance now through January 15th. The open enrollment period began on November 1st and extends through January 15th, 2025. More than 250,000 people in Wisconsin signed up for health insurance during the last open enrollment period. Signed into law in 2010, the Affordable Care Act ensures people can access health insurance without lifetime limits and protects the coverage of people who have pre-existing conditions. Another key provision of the ACA, authored by Senator Baldwin, allows young people to stay on their parents' insurance until the age of 26.
For news anytime, see our website, civicmedia.us. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW and WISS News.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I was swallowing the tangerine. Johnny brought in tangerines, and I don't know, it's been a year and a half. He never brings anything in, so I thought, well, I'm going to take advantage of it. So I was eating tangerines. But anyway, I want to thank Matt. That's a cool business he's got. This guy's been in the military 21 years, and now was on the kind of the reserves. Bought a business in Suamico. I think it's in Suamico, Mass Appeal. It's right off Lineville Road. And he prints these. He brought in some sweatshirts and shirts. And it's not that cheap, like, printing. I mean, it's really thick and strong. He goes, it lasts the life of the material.
Garment.
The garment. Yeah. Which is, like, pretty cool. Sweatshirt, shirts. So, yeah, give him a shout out. It's massappealwi.com. If you need something done. And, you know, when you talk about everybody who has a business or works in an organization, you always want to do something about the team spirit. So that's a good thing for that. But more importantly, when people are out and about shopping, they're wearing your company colors, okay, and people ask and say, what is that?
My next guest. I'm just trying to get a hold.
What's that?
My guest.
I thought you were tangerine.
Our guest. No. Those are good, though, aren't they?
Yeah, those are good.
Doesn't that bring back memories of two things we'd get only at Christmas? One was tangerines, and one was the big mixed nuts with the big walnuts, and you have the nutcracker and the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Only time of year you'd get those.
Yeah.
So when I saw those tangerines yesterday, I thought, I haven't had tangerine. I'm going to bring in some tangerines.
Yeah. I
was that nice of me, Todd? And I heard your sister say, only time I've ever brought something.
But to bring them, crack them, and all that, I don't know that people really.
Is that still a thing?
What's that?
Cracking nuts?
To have, like, all those different types of nuts, and then you pass the thing around, and then they have the little, like, picker in there for, like, I have one of those, but I just like to get.
It's too much work, right?
It is. It's like eating crab legs.
We've gotten very lazy.
We have.
Yeah.
In life.
We have.
It's like, is the effort worth it?
The juice worth the squeeze.
But
I like buying just salted cashews. That's like, I love those.
You know what's funny?
You just have to dig through.
For some reason, it's getting more and more about how healthy nuts are for you. I mean, that's becoming like a big thing now. When I don't know why, all of a sudden, but when they list like these 10 foods, eat all these 10 foods, and nuts right now are one of the real big things.
Well, they've been around for a while.
But it used to be, it's like it was almost considered more of a, almost like a candy.
Salt
and everything. So, don't eat too many of those.
But I read an article just recently, I think it was this morning, that just about the answer to everything is to keep moving.
Yeah, I know.
It's on everything. What was this? I got to find that. It slips my mind.
Well, I told you I saw that one thing. It said 80% of your weight is from the kitchen, 20% from physical activity.
Yeah.
80%. Yeah. Yeah. I believe that.
I don't know what. Yeah.
I mean, you work out a lot now. I mean, you've got a personal trainer.
Mm-hmm. She's coming in here, I think, Wednesday.
Excellent. Excellent. She still have you do lunges and things like that?
I don't like doing lunges.
You don't want? I don't like doing
but
lunges.
She was in media. I told you that.
All right, Mr. Schmidt, we're going to do some lunges now. I don't like doing lunges.
I've said that.
Okay, Mr. Schmidt, you have to pay your taxes.
I don't want to.
I don't want to pay. I don't
know that.
She's actually coming on this week, and I've asked her if she would please put Jim through the routine for
Thank
us.
You.
So we'll see how that goes.
How many push-ups does she make you do?
So the only time I did push-ups was when we were going to have a push-up contest.
How many did you do?
To practice.
I can do 12.
Yeah, I could do 12.
I don't think you can.
I'm sure I could.
I don't think so.
We're not doing it this Wednesday.
Wednesday we're doing it?
No.
Why
no.
not? What's wrong with Wednesday?
I had a bad wrist.
Oh, that's right, from putting up the Christmas tree lights?
No, I do have my wrist sore. I'm not kidding you.
Todd.
Okay,
from picking up the cereal bowl.
I heard, as soon as I walked in today, I heard him talking. Oh, my God, I'm so sore. I can barely move. What'd you do? Put a Christmas tree light.
It was carrying the boxes, these bins down from the garage, and then, I don't know. And then putting them back and put them all back.
Makes me think you need to change up your routine a little bit, because maybe your body's getting too used to your routine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or what I was thinking was being one of those.
You have to confuse your muscles, they say. Yeah. That's what they say. You have to confuse your muscles.
I think I'm going to confuse my neighbors and just leave them up all year.
By the way, I hope your elbow's in good shape, because we got an event coming up on Wednesday that we're excited about. Right, Todd?
Yep. Absolutely.
Wednesday at Zumbaldi. Would that be considered Alloway or Green Bay?
I'm not sure.
It's Alloway.
That's Alloway?
On Webster? They say they're in Green Bay, but it's Alloway. The municipal border is but
right there, pretty much.
Right. But they Godfather's Green Bay. Godfather, Zumbaldi's is Green Bay. I mean, everything there is Green Bay.
But Wednesday from 4 till 7, we'll be doing some celebrity bartending for the Alzheimer's Association. We've made a goal to really help them out as much as possible this year. And we're going to be doing their celebrity bartending, all money from the beer and tip and everything is going to Alzheimer's. So that's coming up Wednesday from 4 to 7. Hope some of you folks can stop over.
That's going
to
be a good group there. And I tell you that Alzheimer's, I mean, everybody, you know, look, there's just a lot of diseases out there. But Alzheimer's, if you don't know someone who has it, you're going to. It's unbelievable how many people have got early signs. But here's the good thing. The reason, there's research being done on pretty much everything. But they're really making some headway on this, some progress on Alzheimer's. So it's kind of an exciting organization to follow right now.
Oh, it really is.
We can come out there, and I'm sure they're going to have people out there from the association. You can ask questions. You know, I'm seeing this in my spouse or my parents and talk about that. But also, you know, we want to raise some money, because the more money we have, the more research we can do. And that's
critical.
Well,
the thing is, it is exciting, though, because they are making advances, which is, I mean, to be a part of that, I mean, not that we're going to, you know, open up a new wing for the research lab by bartending Wednesday night, but just to be a part of something really exciting that could really be changing people's lives.
And there's some neat things we're doing here in Green Bay. They talk about that place that's like the late 60s. You can bring people there that can bring them back to a time when they remember everything. You know, the post office that they redid over on.
I think that's really cool.
Yeah, I'm off of military.
No, so.
But there's a lot of good stuff going on for Alzheimer's. So, yeah, come out in Alloway at Zimbaldi's.
Yep.
Yes, we've been there before. We were there for
Dr. Chan. For, I think, the first episode
of Jeopardy. And, you know, and they got to keep it tight-lipped, you know, or else you got to give your money back. So he didn't tell, but, man, did he run the tables at that thing. That was so much fun, that party. No,
that really was. I mean, it was fun watching him watch.
Right.
Because it's the first time he's seen it, too.
Right.
You know, and there were some questions he said he totally forgotten about.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to get him on again, Todd.
We do.
Todd, can we get him on again?
I'll work on it. He'll probably leave me on red.
Remember that?
No.
When I tried getting hold of him for something.
And he read it, but he never responded.
And somebody, one of our younger people, texted us and told us what that meant.
What does it mean?
It means that he looked at your message but didn't think enough to respond.
Oh, so how did you know he read it?
Because it shows you that they read it.
You can tell when you message somebody. You can see if they read it. And so he left me on red, as the person said.
Huh.
Yeah.
He left you on O-N red, not unread.
On red.
On red. Yep. Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Interesting. Would that kind of make you mad, though?
Well,
I would rather he, like, oh, he never got it, or, you know, something happened. But he actually...
You weren't mad. I think you were hurt, though, right?
I was offended.
Yeah.
I was offended.
They put you on...
He blew me off.
We used to call that putting you on ignore.
Same type of thing. It's like taking the phone off the hook.
Right. Well, it's like, because he didn't have 8 million people contact him right at that exact time.
He was...
In the middle of the thing.
Pretty popular.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't even imagine. So what do you, Todd, I'd really like to follow up with him. We'll find out what he did with the money. How much did he actually, and do they give it to you in one check and take out all the taxes at once?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to find out.
Yeah. It's that tax time. Did you get your notice?
I have no idea.
CPA.
Pay as little attention to taxes as humanly possible. All I'm saying is I spent $91 grocery shopping yesterday.
Yeah.
And I just can't believe how expensive it is to eat these days. Isn't it though? It's like expensive to eat.
I spent $94 on, my house out on the third floor. If you could look out the window, I had those like...
I was never
red
on third
floor.
Or is that where you had the concert last year?
Yeah, the flowers. But I got other stuff to put
so
in.
So who are you having? You're having like the Mishicot Choir? Where in the world did you find the Mishicot Choir to perform at your house?
Gizmo, I always bring in, as you know, a high school choir to come and sing a few Christmas carols. So you were there last year, right? Southwest, and I love them. But Gizmo and I were on Channel 5 with that program that we host once in a while at 9. And to talk about that event we're having at the Northland. So he was John Kennedy, and I was just talking about the event, how to get tickets and everything. And this choir was there, and they were... Newsies is a musical with the paper boys.
Newspaper boys,
And they were putting that on. They were singing. I was like, what high school is that? And they were good, like good harmony and a lot of energy. And the kids were like super respectful. So they were walking out, and I'm like, where are you guys from? They're like, oh, Michigan High School. I said, oh. And then I said, who's your conductor over there? So I went and talked to the guy. He goes, oh, I've only been there a year. I said, hey, would you do home parties? He goes, we haven't. I'm like, well, I'll make a donation. You want to come to my house? And I goes, yeah, sure. So I talked to him, and that's going to be fun. They're a good choir, and it's fun for them to come, and it's great. That's like the gift I give to my people who come.
Who you have at your party this year, Todd?
I suppose you could get pretty much anything you want at your party if you throw a little cash at it.
Absolutely.
Now, you have to bring this up.
Me?
Because you said you were going to bring it up.
What?
And it was a conversation off the air.
Oh, yeah.
And now, from the life of the former mayor, Jim Schmidt.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Oh, gosh. Well, that's darn. Oh, son of a... What's wrong, Jim? My dog's stylist is sick today. Oh,
is.
Damn it.
I just got that
the
text,
the stylist
too.
Is sick. Oh.
So she's got to reschedule. She is.
What will you do if he's not ready for the party?
It's not a vet. It's a stylist. His hair. He actually used the word stylist.
Not
my
groomer.
Dog's.
You would say
groomer. Yeah. My dog's stylist is ill today.
Amber.
And now another edition of Life as Jim. Yeah.
I got to figure something out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, John, I'll do it. You bring him in.
Yeah.
Give us a couple hours.
No.
We'll wash him up good.
Yeah.
And Jim's John's shower.
Yeah.
Right? No,
we can do that. We'll bring him upstairs.
Yeah.
I think there's you know why it's so difficult that we had this appointment? A lot of dogs are getting groomed this time of year.
Groomed. Yeah, groomed.
Right. I mean, we get it done on a regular basis, but I just think if people on occasion, you know, people coming over, kids are coming home, and we really want to make, you know, Rover look good. So they take him there. But it's very...
I just never heard the term stylist before. Talking about their dog. Ever.
Okay, whatever.
Just saying.
Anyway, so I get up.
So what are you going to... So you having two parties this year?
No,
Come on, be honest.
No.
Be honest.
Yeah,
I am.
But not,
you're having
not,
two parties.
But they're not back-to-back.
No, but you're...
That was tough last year, back-to-back parties, because then there's just a lot of... there's some advantages to it, but there's some disadvantages to it. I'm like, I'm not doing that this year. So I'm having two different parties.
One group is the people he has to.
Right.
Yeah.
And he actually used the term elite for the other
the
one.
Other parties.
I did not.
You did.
Yeah,
I was
did.
On the air last
yeah, you
week.
Did.
We got
you
some
did.
Texts on that.
You did. Yeah, it's good. We're going to have you guys. I'm going to have you guys over one day, and that's going to be more of an elite party.
That's exactly
right.
That's
exactly what you said.
I'm sorry I said that. I should have said that.
Different
people.
Life just, with Jim.
Okay, come on.
But you used the word elite.
I don't think I
did. Todd?
Yes, he did.
Okay,
he did.
Don't look big
enough. Here's a great break. Back up.
Ashwaubenon to Alloway. This is 97.9 WGBW. The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you. And highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. All right, don't forget, you've got until 8 o'clock to get that word text in today for our grown-up gift list with Mino and the Mayor. This hour's word is Jolly, J-O-L-L-Y. If you haven't texted already, you got to. Download the Civic Media app right now. Choose WISS or WGBW. Lower right-hand corner, there's a talk button. You text in the word jolly. You qualify to win $100 this hour and also qualify to win one of 8 grand prize items, which you can find at civicmedia.us. And your next chance to play is coming up after 11 o'clock with Jane Matinier and Greg Bach. Now back to Mino and the Mayor. John Mino, Jim Schmidt.
And tell everybody where we're going to be, what house we're going to be at this week.
Jim's got it right in front of him.
The key word is jolly.
No, that's okay, the other one. I gave you the other one.
I'm just teasing you. Okay. All right. So, yes, we are going to be, where are we going to be here, Johnny?
On Shadow Lane.
We are.
Simple Life Hospitality.
Yes. From Jim Schmidt and Mino and the Mayor, we are going to be, tell us the location again, Johnny, December 12th from 6 to 9 a.m. We are going to be
so this Thursday, 6 to 9.
11.
Join us live on location Thursday morning, December 12th from 6 to 9. We're broadcast from Simple Life Hospitality's Field of Dreams house right across from Lambeau Field. We'll give you an inside look at the great party house at 1167 Shadow Lane. If you can't make it during the show, you can still stop by.
Right. Can't make it before 9 a.m. Swing by their open house from 9 till noon. Take a tour, learn how you can get your how you can rent your home out for the draft, and sign up to win some Simple Life Hospitality gift cards and other great prizes.
And when did they say, I know Michael told us, Michael, if you're listening, what is your deadline? You pretty much want to have it all wrapped up. I can't remember the exact date. Michael, if you could give us a call.
For what?
When they're going to pretty much, okay, that's it. We're not going to take any more houses.
That's not till, we got another month, February
another
1st,
month?
I think. Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, you can be the first to book the house for a green and gold bash or the draft before somebody else grabs it. That's Thursday morning, December 12th. We'll be doing the show live from 6 to 9. We had a great time the last time we did that. Yeah. We've got, do we have a DJ coming in, Todd?
We've got a DJ coming in to spin some tunes.
Awesome.
That'll be fun.
I think we got a couple guests lined up to talk about the draft, right? Brad Toll's coming
in. Brad Toll's coming in. Yep, we've got a bunch of stuff lined up. So we'll put some details together this afternoon. I'll be calling Lisa Prunty with Simple Life, and we'll get that all worked out.
So they can come anytime.
Yeah.
Stop from 6 to 9, but if they can't make it between 6 and 9, they can come from 9 till noon.
And talk to Michael and his people about if you just have the idea. idea of renting out your house for the draft.
Yeah.
Or, you know, doing other things with the draft. I mean, they've got all the connections, to be honest with you. But I still think, you know, I'm surprised, Jim, that some of that hasn't come out more as far as, like, Uber drivers and DoorDashes. And I haven't heard much of that aspect of it. Have you? Well, how to do it? I mean, do you just do it and just decide?
Talked about it on my show, the Lean Local show. But I agree. I think there should be more committees.
Yeah.
Like, and what are people asking? Because, you know, you work somewhere. Sometimes you really don't know what's going on outside the walls of, 1265 or outside the walls of City Hall or the county building. And to put focus groups together, and what would you like to know? And then address that publicly and have...
Because I've actually had people that listen to our DoorDash show ask
very
questions.
Profitable.
Yeah.
Very profitable.
But you'd think there'd be some kind of a clearinghouse where whatever you need to do or questions and things like that.
Brad is going to address some of that on Thursday. That, okay, if I want to help set up the staging,
right?
There's a lot of construction all those kind jobs. Of like, and what can be side hustle? What has to be, you know, full time?
Right.
But we talked about just the number of jobs in bartending. And do you have your license? Do you have the right license? And you don't want to, that's what I'm going to do and not have the license. DoorDash is cool because nobody gets in your car, whereas Uber driving, somebody gets in your
car.
I
would be a little ookie about somebody get in my car. I know Mike, our good friend here, does it, 12,000 rides he's done or something. But, but you just never know.
But why don't you pick the time and just drive people from after the show from 10 till 2 or 3?
Although, how much is, guess somebody that's, I've never done it. I've never done Uber. Okay.
Yeah. You've never taken Uber?
Uh-uh.
So I don't
even know how it really works. Do you give them a credit card number?
Or they have it all on file.
But how would they have my credit card on file? Like, if I want to take an Uber today, I wouldn't know what to do.
You need to set up an Uber account or a Lyft account and put in your credit card and a little bit about you. And then when you want to order a car, you know, these guys are driving around and you say, look, I want to go from here to the airport. Like, this guy can be there in 2 minutes. They give you the price.
So you don't call?
No. Like, you use your phone. It's an app. And so everything's linked through there.
I didn't even know that. Yep. Okay.
And then you can actually watch the car driving to you. It'll show you how close they are.
Serious.
They'll tell you how many minutes before they get there.
And they got the license number and a picture of the car and the driver's name. And then that driver, because Don always ordered that stuff for me in New York, and the guy would roll down the window, Donna? I'm like, that's my wife. But it was the right car. But she always ordered the car, but they did ask every time, are you Donna? And I'm like, that's my wife. Yeah, I'm getting in. So
anyway, I'll be damned.
It's a great.
I mean, that's how dumb I am. I have no idea how to do. I thought you could just like look up in the phone book and
no, order. No. That is a great thing because when you're driving around,
Chris, I just date myself looking. I just dated myself so bad it's mind boggling. I just said, just look in the phone book. When's the last time you saw a phone book?
Yeah, there. Oh, jeez.
You don't call? You don't call the guy?
Well, that's what I thought. I thought you'd look in the phone book for Uber in the yellow pages.
That Uber is lucrative, but that girl that we had on here that did DoorDash, she made $500 in a week.
You can Uber part-time. And also
DoorDash.
Do food.
Oh yeah, totally.
You know, it's part of the Uber process where you can either take people or you can drop off food or both.
And you get paid right away. It's
goes right in your account.
You get paid right away. It just goes in your
into your account.
All right. Do they tip?
Okay.
So again, you on your app, you can say 10%, 15%, 20%, all that kind of stuff.
They don't want you to exchange cash.
Okay. Okay. You know something I'm uncomfortable with? Are you uncomfortable when you use your credit card, and then you put in the little thing and then they flip it around for the tip? Mm-hmm. How do you possibly say no if the person's looking at you right there and you got that option?
Right where it says no tip, just hit that.
I could never do that.
Here's what's really funny, Jen. Jai goes, you know what I'm uncomfortable doing? Well, it's not going to festival without any underwear on and big pants.
Can't do the no tip thing. Wow. We got to send her a break. Back after this. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, he is featured in an article in the Cap Times, and he's the host of Nightlight. Across Civic Media, Pete Schwabba will be joining us. And, of course, this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.